My chai is getting cold. It's the news, according to me. Oh, good morning. It is Friday already, June 7th, 7:37 a.m., 2024. We end the first week, the first full week of June. I guess it's the first full week. Is it a full week? I don't know. I believe it is. Yeah. Well, it's the first week of June. Whatever. It's the 7th. That's all I know. And I've got chai here. But I made this chai a while back, and I've been putting some stuff together for the show. And so, therefore, I have, well, you know, the chai is cold. It's not cold. It's still warm. I'd say it's just a touch above lukewarm. Otherwise, I would spew it out of my mouth. And, of course, I have some backup homemade sweet tea. It's the last glass, the last cup of my homemade. I made a gallon. I made a gallon of sweet tea on Tuesday, and it is almost gone. I'm savoring the last. It's a big cup, but it's the last cup. So I will have to figure out what I'm going to do for that. Now, tomorrow I'm going to be, over the weekend, I've got to do some traveling. I've got Monday and Tuesday of next week, I will not be around. Interestingly enough, listenership is way up again. I don't know what causes that. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I haven't figured out those little critters called algorithms. You get into everything. Some interesting things about AI that people are really trying to realize, wake up to now, speaking of algorithms. But I digress. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. I've got other things to talk about, like what's in my cup. I have chai with cinnamon creamer, of course. Sweet tea. I guess I already covered this without covering it. I covered it and snuck it in there without you even knowing. The backup cup is sweet tea, and I've got a little bottle of water over there as well. I've got some voiceover work to do today. And so it's actually looks like a couple of jobs now have dropped out of the sky. So I've got a couple of those things to do and get that out of the way, and then I can get on with my life. Got a big gala to go to tonight. Big shindig. It's my wife's shindig. It's for her work. And it's fun. It's a fun thing we do every year. But if I wouldn't have to get up at 4 o'clock tomorrow morning, I actually have to get up at 3:30 tomorrow morning and to be out the door at 4 o'clock tomorrow morning just to get some things done. But it should be a fairly easy weekend. I think I don't foresee any stressfulness, but you never know. It's life in general. You never know. It's part of the fun of it. Just kind of roll with it. Keep on going until you don't, and then you're done. That's the way it works. I wasn't going to talk much about this Hunter Biden trial thing going on, but it has become very interesting to me in one regard, and that is that the whole laptop thing. You know, we all knew that the laptop was real. It wasn't Russia that came in and... Who thinks of this kind of thing? Well, of course, now, Morning Joe was all over the place with this thing, saying, oh, who even thinks of this kind of thing? Who makes this kind of stuff up? This is crazy. This is craziness. Makes a story like this up. He's quoted it. There's this montage that was put together. I didn't put it together. I don't know who did. I pulled it off of Liberal Hive Mind's channel. So courtesy to him, thanks to him, I pulled this together. But it's all over the place. I've heard other people play this same similar montage. Whether it's exactly the same one or not, I don't know. I assume most people get their show prep from other sources, and you've got the rare occasion where people actually put their own show prep together. It's hard to go back into these archives, and there are people who literally sell show prep to people. You can go on Fiverr, and I could do this, and I probably would if I'd seriously consider this. If I was more serious about this, every day, if I was trying to make a living at this, podcast thing. Simply based on clicks, not based on, I'm not going to go into advertising. I'm not going to do it. The only thing I might advertise is like some, my own book or my own merch or something that I actually make. I'm not going to go to the Amazon store. It's an efficient way to do it. I appreciate the fact that people are able to do it, and it's, I think it's a brilliant idea. If I sell merch, it's going to be from my own hand. That's just the way it's going to be. And I'm very close to being able to do that. Well, I'm able to do that. I'm very close to considering that at this point. I think it's more in tune with the book, with the conspiracy theory book. I think it's probably going to be more that's more merch related, I think, or something. I don't know. Maybe I could, you know, sell a T-shirt with what's in my cup or something like that. I don't know, with a cup of chai. I don't know. We'll see. Or maybe just a shirt that says, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, not a financial counselor, nor a plumber. Not an equestrian expert. Just realized that this morning. Something I had a deep regret for not having studied more equestrian. I don't even know what that word means. Something to do with horses, I'm not sure. Anyway, the point is I need a sip of tea here. I need some sweet tea. I made the mistake of putting in a clear container so I can see it, and now it's just very... It's very seductive. It's just sitting there looking at me. I can't resist it. The interesting thing about some of this stuff is, so this case that's going on with Hunter Biden right now, this FBI agent was kind of pushed into this. There's a couple of different cases going on right now. Steve Bannon, by the way, was also, I guess he was convicted now. And if you understand that whole principle... His lawyer came out yesterday on the street and really, I think, did I'd like to play the audio of that. I didn't put it together for the show today, but if you want to see it, go to Robert Gavea's show yesterday. He covers it very well. But this Steve Bannon's lawyer just comes out and just basically lays everything out very simply, concisely, and makes all the points that I would have made. I mean, it is a political hit job, and he makes that very clear. He also says something about H.R. 503, about how the J6 committee was not instituted, wasn't formed properly. They broke the rules doing that. Broke their own rules to put that thing together. So it was an illegitimate committee to begin with. And then just to see the way they did it, the subpoena and everything that happened there with executive privilege and what was happening, and Bannon was doing everything on advice of his lawyers. So now they want to go after his lawyers. So it goes hand in glove with what's going on right now with Trump and everything else. Now this laptop. So. This FBI agent was forced to basically say that the laptop is legitimate, and it is because they had to have some kind of testimony that whether or not the laptop was credible evidence. And well, yes, it is, according to an FBI testimony. It was not manipulated. The Russians didn't do anything with it. Rudy Giuliani didn't do anything with it. This is all authentic information. Nothing was embellished on this thing, which you'd think it was some kind of a cartoon movie. But it's, you know, now we've got people testifying. His ex, Hunter Biden's ex, what is it? I guess it's his ex-sister-in-law, who also is his ex partner. Well, I don't know if the guy ever got married or not. Did they get married? And I guess is it Haley? No, not Haley. Whatever her name is. She also has a son, and apparently they, with Bo, I guess, and his name is Hunter. Which, that's not, people are kind of like, wow, that's kind of creepy. It is in some ways, it's not necessarily. It's for parents to name their son after another relative. And I think that there was some consideration. I mean, I've seen this happen before. I think if I remember correctly, there was some consideration from one of my siblings that they were going to name their child after me, I think. I think it was on the list. Not that they weren't necessarily going to name him after me. My name was a name that came up, I think. But that wasn't, I don't know that they were necessarily naming it after me, that they just liked the name. Now, so that's not that unusual. However, in this case, it is a little bit unusual. If my sister had named one of her children after me, that's one thing. If my sister-in-law decided to do that, that's a little bit different. And then for that sister-in-law then to somehow have a relationship with that, that's not going to happen. Ain't going to happen. And some people argue that's biblical. If you look into the Old Testament law and the rules there, I think it's more about responsibility and taking care of your family, not necessarily marrying them. But I think it is, I'm not sure exactly how it's spelled out in Scripture, but there's a lot of things, you know, in the Old Testament that we wouldn't do today. I don't think anybody's going to stone their children. But there's some very important things anyway, onward and upward. We have, I could go down that rabbit hole because that would be a 2-hour long show. And I would just be scratching the surface. We have this whole thing now has come out that, of course, now what you have to remember is we were told emphatically, over the top explanations, people exploding onto the screen about how this laptop is just nothing but Russian disinformation. Now, the 50 people who signed the letter, frankly, they're not going to get in trouble. Here's why. Because they had a lawyer draft that up, this letter, the statement that they made. It has all the earmarks of a Russian disinformation. They didn't say it was a Russian disinformation campaign. Now, Joe Biden did. He came out and said it. Oh, they're saying it's Russian disinformation. Well, that's not what they said. So he even lied about that, but they can twist it just enough, get it just close enough to the line that the media can take it and then twist it in right into where they want it to go. Oh, this is Russian disinformation. It's Russian disinformation. Who makes this kind of a story up? I don't know. That's classic Trump. On and on with all this stuff. And so now we have, oh, it's credible. It's actually real. And there's nothing's been altered or messed with. Interesting. So, of course, Ducey comes out and asks Joe Biden, and he just kind of laughs and walks off. Gives it that evil grin. Oh, you're crazy. And he just kind of walks off. Takes about 10 steps and he looks back and he goes, yes, yes, yes. That'd be the first question I would ask him in a debate. I would just say, well, they could say, what are you going to do about the price of oil? Let me ask you this one question, Joe. Was the Hunter Biden laptop Russian disinformation? Is that what you're going to tell us again? Are you going to hold on to that one? And here's the problem. People are going to listen to this and say, well, this is just about Hunter, and Hunter's not running for president. There's a whole lot of information in there about Joe Biden. There's a whole lot of stuff going on that gives us a window into what's happening in Joe Biden's life. and all the stuff he's doing behind the scenes and the way he was on the take. It's all there. And then to think that we're going to go after a guy for a ledger entry, try to keep him from being president, throwing him in jail. This is, by the way, weird stuff. There's a bill that's been introduced in Congress. Nobody's talking about this. I think it was on PPD, a valuetainment on Patrick but David. They were talking about this bill that's been introduced by the Democrats. It's in committee right now. I didn't see where it went yesterday, but it was in committee last time I checked. They will retract Secret Service protection from anyone, any president or former president who is sentenced to prison. They can be put in house arrest. If they are sentenced to prison, but their sentence is commuted to house arrest, they lose Secret Service protection forever. Now, of course, if he gets reelected as president, I think the Secret Service is going to say, no. So that's not going to be the case. They're trying to kill this guy. They're trying to Epstein this guy. I can see this now. They'll put him in prison for a year. Because if he go to prison for, I think, a year or less in New York, I think you go to Rikers Island. So that's their goal. They're not going to be happy until this guy is perp walked in an orange jumpsuit. They got the picture, him going to prison. Now, keep in mind, while Steve Bannon was out on the street with his lawyer and they were talking about all the stuff that was going on with with his case, which is, by the way, they wanted to go to sentencing, show up for sentencing on July 1st and spend, I think he's going to spend 4 months in prison, I believe, which will put him out right after the election, like within days. Like November 1st or whatever. Yeah, that's great. It's great. It's not politically motivated at all. And of course, Donald Trump has to be arraigned, I think, 4 days prior to the Republican convention. Got to go back for sentencing. Yeah, that's nothing to see here. No, it's not politically motivated at all. What they're finding out is the American people are seeing right through this. Now, there are some wackos out there. There are some people who are lividly just oozing with pus from their mouth because they are so bent out of shape. Now, there's this guy, while they're out there on the street, and Bannon is out there, and there's this guy that's dancing around behind the crowd, yelling at people, "Get out of my way, get out of my way." And he's got this sign that says, "Lock them up, lock them up." Another guy back there was just kind of standing there, kind of being more peaceful. Of course, the one guy's wearing a mask. He's outside and he's concerned about COVID. Got to wear a mask. How convenient. This whole mask wearing thing, nobody thinks twice about anybody wearing a mask now. If it's a surgical mask, you wear a mask anywhere you want to. Nobody thinks about it. You know, it's ridiculous. You can travel around, do whatever you want to out in the street with immunity, and nobody thinks about it. Normally you wear a mask if they bring your hood. A thug, whatever you want to call it. An evildoer, a ne'er-do-well, whatever the proper term is now. And so this guy's... And of course, as soon as they get done with their little press conference, he starts yelling and screaming, "Lock him up, lock him up." Who does this? What kind of... It's weird. That's weird. There's something wrong with these people. But there's nothing wrong with that chai. That's good chai there. So we have this whole thing. I got this montage I want to play of the whole reaction of the news media and Hunter Biden and everything that was going on with Hunter Biden laptop and everything that was going on with that. So we're gonna play that. And then Dan Goldberg again is on this thing because he was just right at the end of last year, 2023. He was in Congress again. And listen to the words he says, but it's pathetic to me. It's amazing to me how they get away with this stuff. But let's play this and see what we have to go by here. I'm going to see if I can play with this player right here. We're going to do this, see what happens.
Obviously, we're not going with the New York Post story right now on Hunter Biden.
This is really one of the stupidest October surprises I've ever seen.
It helps to really view this as storytelling, not so much as news coverage, but as political
Brian
entertainment.
Stelter.
NPR explained, we don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories.
Who even thought to make that story up?
It's a story that many intelligence experts say has all the hallmarks of a foreign interference campaign.
It looks like it's tied to Vladimir Putin in Moscow.
This is a Russian intelligence disinformation campaign.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence. Foreign intelligence.
Rudy Giuliani was not fed passively Russian disinformation. He ordered it off the menu.
Steal the information with a cyber attack. Get the emails from Hunter Biden's account and then put them on these laptops that are left at a repair store. And that's how the information is now laundered.
See, now think about this, the craziness of this story. So the Russians say that they have this plan. We're going to have all this stuff ready to go so that when Hunter takes his laptop to the repair station, we can jump in there and put all this stuff on the hard drive. And make Hunter look bad. Why wouldn't they just do this to somebody like Joe Biden directly? Of course, now we're finding out that there's, of course, all this testimony that's coming out from his ex relationships. He was all Coco's everywhere. Coco's flying everywhere. This is how crazy this is. Well, let's continue on with this. I want to finish up this whole thing. I think it's important that we continue playing this. Messed up there. Sorry, I'll try to get this back to where
looks
it was.
Looks like it's tied to Vladimir Putin in Moscow.
This is a Russian intelligence disinformation campaign. It's
foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign and
disinformation. He ordered it off the menu.
Steal the information with a cyber attack, get the emails from Hunter Biden's account, and then put them on these
Happens
laptops that are left at a repair store.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how the information is now laundered into the public.
That's how it works.
Tell committee chair Adam Schiff, who said this discussion over Hunter Biden and the story that came out in the New York Post that is highly questionable and dubiously sourced is part of a Russian disinformation campaign.
50 former national intelligence folks.
This is, of course, Joe Biden. He's in the debate with Donald Trump, and he's trying to defend himself against this laptop thing.
Who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA.
You can't finish
both
the sentence.
Parties say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage.
This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden, there's a laptop. There's overwhelming evidence that from the intelligence community that the Russians are engaged.
I still think that the stories from the fall about
this is Ducey challenging him on this idea that this thing was a Russian thing, and he's asking, "Do you still think this is a Russian thing?" He just walks off.
Yes.
And then he turns and says yes.
I have no response. It's another smear campaign.
It's the last-ditch effort in this desperate campaign to smear me and my family. The vast majority of the intelligence people have come out and said there's no basis at all.
They've come out and said there's no basis at all. He speaks in half sentences. He doesn't even finish his sentences. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. He can't continue to finish a sentence. This is classic. When you're trying to scramble, when you're panicking, this is like a person trying to, who can't swim, who's about to drown. They stop swimming normally. They start try to crawl like a ladder out of the water. It's a weird phenomenon. It's people try to like crawl out of the water like it's a ladder, and that's not gonna. All you're gonna do is sink. You can dog paddle. It'll keep you up. But the best thing to do is just relax. Keep your nose in your mouth above the water. Relax. Take it easy. Take some deep breaths. Small kicks. Now, if there's, you know, of course, 3-foot pounding waves coming over your head, that's a whole other story. That's a whole different kind of ball game. So here we have Dan Goldman. Dan Goldman. This guy is the epitome of a lying. I'll just let you finish that sentence. This guy makes stuff. What gets me about this guy is he knowingly. He's not just repeating. AOC, I can kind of let off the hook because she's just ignorant. She's just spitting back out stuff that she's being told. This guy is making stuff up on the spot. He will lie and continue to lie and lie about lying. And he's worse than Michael Cohen. He's a congressman. And when you get to this level of lying, it becomes, in my opinion, evil. And what's in it for him? I don't know. I don't understand. I think behind the scenes, there's some kind of power issues. You watch. He'll probably be a VP or a presidential candidate at some point. But this guy is unbelievable in his deception and lying. And he's masterful at it. He does something here in this little speech. He's being questioned by somebody about the Hunter Biden laptop, and this guy, or maybe somebody else is being questioned about it. And he's on this panel asking the questions, I guess, and what's happening here. And this guy says, so you think this is part of a vast right-wing conspiracy? And I think, what's the guy's name? Schellenberger, I think is what was the guy's name. I don't know.
No basis at all.
You have no idea. You know hard drives can be that it's a conspiracy? Manipulated.
Are you suggesting the New York Post participated in a conspiracy to construct the contents of the Hunter Biden laptop?
No, sir. The problem is this that is hard Goldberg. Drives can be manipulated by Rudy Giuliani or Russia.
So it can be manipulated by Rudy Giuliani or Russia. So I think he's asking, I don't know if this guy is the New York Post, because I think they did put out a thing that the laptop was real. So now he's confronting them about it.
Buying a laptop?
No, sir. The problem is that hard drives can be manipulated by Rudy Giuliani or Russia.
What's the evidence that happened?
So he says, what's the evidence of that happens? And what do you think he says? What's the evidence of that having happened? Is there any evidence that things have been altered? There is actual evidence of it, but the point is, see, he drops that, and then he moves on. You don't have any evidence. There's no evidence. There's no witnesses. There's no anybody coming forward saying that that's what happened. The only evidence you have is this letter that says, has all the earmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign. There's no evidence. And so if you could come out and explain, just give us a couple earmarks. And I've brought this up many, many times in the past. I haven't talked about it recently. Okay, what are some of the earmarks that you're talking about? Can you name a few earmarks? Well, no, because sources and methods. Well, just tell us one thing. It's like, okay, there's a particular way it's written here that means that it comes from Russia. There's a particular algorithm. What is it? What is it exactly that the earmark? Where's the earmark at? What is the actual forensic information here that we need to, you know, are you talking about that? Or are you just talking about the fact that it came out against Joe Biden and therefore it must be Russian? What is this? Oh, well, there is actual evidence, but that's not the point. Before he can respond to that, he tries to move on to something else very quickly. That's what's masterful about this kind of deception. He'll throw that out there, dismiss it, and say, well, there is evidence, but I'm not going to get into that. He doesn't even talk about it. Just, there is evidence, but that's not the point. Yeah, it is the point. That's the whole point is the laptop. That's the whole point of this whole discussion. Oh, that's not the point.
There's no evidence for it, so you're engaging in a conspiracy.
I'm glad.
So that's That's where it goes, folks. That's where it went there. So now you know. Dan Goldman on the scene. Folks, this whole thing with, you know, with Steve Bannon, Donald Trump, the laptop, what other stuff that's happening. It is crazy that we're seeing this kind of thing happening. But just more and more people are saying, I can't believe this is happening in our country. Now, you have to realize that much of this is theater. The left is, I think, so masterful at putting on the show. Anything to get power. Of course, talking about scaring people into this idea that we're going to lose our democracy if we allow Trump to be on the ballot. Well, if you don't allow Trump to be on the ballot, we've lost our democracy. I'm going to call it that. Our democratic process to elect a representative to our republic. Constitutional republic, that is. There's just, you know, the liberal hive mind channel. One of the things he says at the beginning of almost every show, I think he still says it, exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. And it is abundant. And there's a lot of it. Which is, I guess, you know, kind of redundant saying that. This is what we're dealing with, folks. This is where we are. They're trying to take away Secret Service protection from our president. From the candidate. Normally, if you're not, I haven't even been a president, you get Secret Service protection when you start. Then, in fact, RFK Jr. has asked for it, and I think they've denied him Secret Service protection. Can you imagine him going to Rikers Island for a year, no Secret Service protection, and all of a sudden, he was so depressed and so upset, he decided to kill himself. That's what they'll do. He is not suicidal. Donald Trump is not suicidal. Guarantee you. It's amazing that they've been able to pull it off. Folks, Shabbat Shalom. God bless. Have a great weekend. Pray for our nation. Pray for each other. Take care.